this is a job I absolutely love. And Illinois State is, for lack of a better phrase, on a roll. You know, we're making progress during a period when higher ed is facing enormous challenges, and it's just tough to step away from this office. I get a lot of personal satisfaction out of the job. I love the interaction, the hours, the stress, you know, at some point begin to take their toll. And I don't want to keep going down that path to the point where I really injure my health. I'm fine right now. I'm not staring at death's door. But I know if I dial it back a little bit, I'll be able to live a long life.
What is the nature of your medical concern?
Well, I don't want to talk about it publicly. I don't have a terminal illness. I'm not dying of cancer. It's something that can be managed. I'm on medication. I've made some lifestyle changes. As I step away from this job, it'll be easier to continue to do those healthy things that'll hopefully keep me alive for a long, long time.
State support for higher education has all but vanished during your time at the top of ISU. You've started a planning process to come up with $35 million in new revenue or cuts over the next 7 years to make room for the expected transfer of pension costs from the state to the university. Pensions themselves are expected to erode. Changing demographics have already begun to cut into student quality. Although that's still negligible at ISU, it will become an increasing concern nationwide. Do all these factors play a part in the decision, too?
No, actually the challenges associated with the job are what make it appealing. And when I took the job, I used a mountain climbing analogy, and that is the toughest mountains to climb are actually the most satisfying. You know, I think that the strong players in public higher education will be able to withstand the enormous challenges that face our enterprise. And I think Illinois State clearly is poised to continue its upward momentum.
It won't be easy to manage through those challenges. Will the problem set call for a different kind of leader or administrator than you've been?
No, actually, I don't think so. I think that having a president who has an academic background is very, very important. In my case, being familiar with the institution and its culture and traditions was a real asset for me. And I also think finding a leader who buys into what Illinois State is trying to do. We've had leaders in the past, and of course this happens at institutions all over the country, where a new leader comes in and tries to point the institution in a completely different direction. We're on a good path, and we need a leader who is interested in helping us continue this good progress.
How would you define your legacy?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about that. The thing that I'm most proud of is Illinois State's emergence as a national leader. We are in a place now with a level of national prominence that really is like nothing we've ever seen. Our student profile is an indication that we're one of the most selective public universities in the state, one of the two most selective. The change in our footprint brings me enormous personal satisfaction. The new construction, the construction plans that we have on the table, I think we are really putting into place a package that will make this institution attractive for generations to come.
You said in your message to campus that you want to remain involved in the life of ISU. How will you do that?
In as many ways as Illinois State would like to have me. I plan to teach in the fall, and I plan to have an office back in my old department in Fairchild Hall. I plan to be a regular presence at arts and sporting events. ISU is really the center of both my personal and professional life, and for Linda and I, that will not change.